This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, a day of very big developments today in the election. First of all, the Electoral College voted, and they voted for Joe Biden, no surprise there, as the next president of the United States. So according to the media, it's basically over. It's officially over now, and Joe Biden's the next president of the United States. But that is not really true. That's not even technically true. President Trump's top advisors, like Stephen Miller, all say that Trump has until January 20th to make his case and prove that Joe Biden is not the next president of the United States. And a lot of voters obviously agree with him because the new Rasmussen poll is out. 36% of American voters, likely American voters, still think a Trump win is likely through court challenges. And among Republicans, that number is much higher. Among Republicans, it's 73%? 57% of Republicans say legal challenges are likely to result in Trump's reelection. But I believe it's 73%. Here it is. 73% of Republicans believe the election legal challenges are the result of widespread voter fraud. So 57% of Republicans believe Trump can and will still win this election, but 73% agree that the election was stolen, there was massive fraud, and that Trump's right to go after this. Those numbers among Republican voters are really quite amazing and unprecedented in the history of the United States. Nobody's ever had a loss where everybody in his own party agrees that he should win and he can win and he could have won and he did win. And Trump's got his people still 100% loyal is what it comes down to. Very loyal people. We all appreciate everything Trump did. We appreciate the economy. We appreciate the fight for the middle class, et cetera, et cetera. But 76% of Democrats think that the challenges by Trump were a political effort to delay Biden's win. So in other words, America has never been more divided. 76% of all the Democrats think that Trump has no reason to be suing, and 73% of Republicans believe the election was stolen. Normally you'd say it's over. The Electoral College has had its say. And Trump was the loser and Biden was the winner. So it's over, right? Well, guess what? Some really interesting and unusual, unprecedented and controversial things occurred today that make me believe maybe it's not over. We'll see. It certainly doesn't look good. I've said that from the beginning. It doesn't look good, but I never put anything past Trump. I will say never bet against Trump. Never. So six swing states and New Mexico pick a slate of electoral delegates for President Trump and Joe Biden today. And here's what it means. I bet you didn't know this. I'll bet you tonight on the national news they won't say one word about it. Here in Nevada, I base my show on Nevada. The Nevada electors voted for Trump, the Republican ones. Well, the Democrat ones voted for Joe Biden. So it's not as over as you might think. Seven states convened to pick the slate of electors for Trump as well as for Biden. Those seven states were the big four that really we've all known from the beginning were stolen: Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and then Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico also selected a slate of electors for President Trump as well as Joe Biden. And I said from day one, it's not just those four, it's six. Arizona and Nevada were absolutely stolen. And maybe it's not as easy to prove in those two states. Maybe it's not as close in those two states. In those two states, it wasn't as obvious because there wasn't a big Trump lead in either Arizona or Nevada on the night of the election or when we stopped counting. There wasn't a big lead for Trump. In the other four, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, big, giant lead for Trump, and that's why, you know, over the coming hours and the coming days, Democrats come back and win those states, and Republicans like me look at that and go, pure BS, pure bullspit. There's just no way that happened. But you can't say that in Arizona and Nevada. It was dead even. It was very close, but it wasn't a big lead for Trump, and then they stopped voting, and then they came up with all kinds of fake ballots, and then they pulled it out. So the four that are obvious are Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and then bringing up the rear, Arizona and Nevada, and all of them elect the slate of Trump electors for president, which is interesting. And then they added New Mexico. I have no idea why. I had no idea we had such passionate pro-Trump Republicans in New Mexico, but I'm very proud of you. Thank you. So Georgia and Pennsylvania were the first states to select a slate for President Trump and Joe Biden. And next came Nevada with dueling electors. And electors in Michigan for Trump were blocked from entering the Capitol by that wonderful Whitmer, crazy governor. But eventually, the Republicans were able to vote for President Trump's electors. Despite not being allowed in the Capitol building by the police, they casted their votes for Donald Trump in a clash with DNC electors who casted their votes for Biden. And then Arizona voted for President Trump next. And then came Wisconsin. In other words, the GOP electors who were supposed to vote the way the state voted, and therefore if the state voted for Biden, you'd vote for Biden. They said, nope, we're voting for Trump. And finally, after six swing states closed their electoral candidates, chose their electoral candidates for President Trump, the Republican delegations did, New Mexico joined the party. And what does this all mean? As noted in an article at Reuters in October, states with close contests between President Trump and his Democrat rival Joe Biden could produce competing slates of electors, one certified by the governor of each state and the other by the legislature. Both members of the U.S. Congress could accept the same slate of electors, which would almost certainly put the matter to rest. Or the chambers could also split, which is more likely if the Republicans retain control of the Senate and Democrats hold on to the House majority. If lawmakers cannot agree on a set of electors, then the country will find itself in uncharted territory. The Electoral Count Act, often described by academics as unintelligible, seems to favor the slate of electors certified by each state's governor, according to Ned Foley, a professor at Ohio State University. But Foley notes that some scholars and an analysis by the Congressional Research Service have rejected that conclusion. Academics have sketched out several scenarios. Under one, Vice President Pence, as president of the Senate, could throw out both sets of the state of any state's electors. Another contemplates that the House of Representatives would end up choosing between Biden and Trump. And this scenario would give, of course, I'm sure you all know this by now, one vote to each state. So in other words, you could have 50 congressmen in California and 45 out of 50 are Democrats. It wouldn't matter. Only gives one vote for the whole state. So California would go one vote for Biden. And then each Republican delegation would vote one vote for Trump. And Republicans outnumber Democrats by delegation in the U.S. Congress. So therefore, Trump could be voted by Congress as the next president of the United States. There's even a scenario in which the Speaker of the House, currently Democrat Nancy Pelosi, could become acting president. So Biden's people and the Democrat Party and big media, which loves Biden and the Democrats, and big tech, which loves Biden and the Democrats, and China, which loves Biden and the Democrats, and owns Biden, and other foreigners can make the silly and refuted claim that Biden has now officially won the election, but we all know the dishonest have no respect for America or its Constitution, and it's actually not 100% over yet. Now, am I telling you that it's going to go the other way? No, I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you we're the big underdog. It would take a lot of balls for Trump to pull this off, and a lot of balls for Vice President Pence to reject the slate of electors and put it into the House for a vote. It would take a lot, but that doesn't mean it won't happen. Maybe they've got those kind of cojones. I don't know. We'll find out. In the meantime, we found out some interesting things today. Crucial logs missing from some Michigan Dominion voting machines. There was a forensic report, And first of all, it found there were logs missing, which doesn't surprise me. Of course, criminals take the evidence before they leave. That doesn't surprise me at all. But then we found out that the Dominion rate of error is 68%. And Dominion's machines in Michigan were intentionally designed to create systemic fraud. Remember the buzzword of the summer was systemic racism? Well, now it's systemic fraud by Democrats. First was systemic racism by white people and white cops and the entire justice system. And now the real truth is there's systemic fraud in favor of Democrats. A forensic report from Allied Security Operations Group of the election results from Antrim County, Michigan, have concluded that the Dominion voting system is intentionally and purposefully designed with inherent errors to create systemic fraud and influence election results. The report reasons that while the allowable election error rate established by the Federal Election Commission guidelines is 1 out of 250,000 ballots, that's 0.0008%. What a tiny percentage. That's the allowable election error rate. Now ask me what the rate was that they when they studied the Michigan Dominion machines. An error rate of 68%. 68.05% to be exact. And this is the very county where the Dominion machines glitched and flipped thousands of votes away from President Trump to Joe Biden. And so this company studied it, said this demonstrated a significant and fatal error in security and election integrity. And the critical point is that these errors are not human error. They're a result of machine or software error. The machines are intentionally and purposefully designed with inherent errors to create systemic fraud and influence election results. What are we going to do with this now? What's Trump going to do with it? That's the billion-dollar question.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to talk to you today about fat loss. Not weight loss, fat loss. If you want to lose weight, you know what I recommend? The sauna Twinkie diet. Go sit in the sauna, sit there all day, eat a box of Twinkies, you'll weigh less. That's how silly weight loss is. But if you want to lose fat, you need the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, which causes your cells to become so healthy, all of your toxins, all of your inflammation are flushed out of your cell while you're resetting your hypothalamus and metabolism. The typical fat loss for a woman is 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Men, it's 30 to 40 pounds of fat. Don't be haters, girls. The boys lose it faster. You need the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Hey, be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but come check us out. EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Raw and unfiltered.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, so much going on, hard to get to it all. But I was trying my best to get the important stuff out. First of all, one of the important things is paying the bills around here. The newest sponsor of our show, Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation, stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these things are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. These guys wanted to be the sponsor of the show for 3 months now. But first, I took their products for 3 months. And since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices just by mentioning Wayne Allen Root. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allen Root sent you and get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. So either use WAR when you go to the website, freedomhealthalliance.com, or call 888-910-0341 and say Wayne Allen Root sent me, and you get 20% off, freedomalliance.com. Great products. 3 months I used them before I agreed to allow them on the show. That's how I do it now. You can't get on the show just because you're spending money. I won't allow it. I will not allow it. All right, so there's some breaking news, some really cool things are going on, and I don't know what they mean, but I'm going to read it to you. FBI, Texas Rangers, and U.S. Marshals have raided the headquarters of SolarWinds in Austin, Texas. Last night, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency issued a rare emergency directive 2101 in response to a known compromise involving SolarWinds Orion products. This was the fifth emergency directive issued by CSIA, Infrastructure Security Agency, under the authorities granted by Congress in the Cybersecurity Act of 2015. CISA reported a breach of SolarWinds Orion products. This emergency directive called on all federal civilian agencies to review their networks for indicators of compromise and disconnect or power down SolarWinds Orion products immediately. So guess who uses SolarWinds? Dominion Voting Systems uses SolarWinds. It's right on their website. So U.S. Marshals, Texas Rangers, and the FBI raided SolarWinds in Austin, Texas. And what experts are saying is this agency is supposed to oversee this type of intrusion, this type of Trojan malware virus that affects the nation or even the world in this case, and to find them. And this agency was asleep. They didn't find that they were out in the wild since March. And that now the FBI, the Texas Rangers, and the U.S. Marshals are all at the SolarWinds headquarters in Austin, Texas. But we'll always say, allegedly, this is what's being reported. And there's other news that will be coming out about the CEO and executive VP as well of them. So we'll see what happens. But all I can tell you is this has something to do with Dominion. Maybe this is the beginning of Trump's attack on these people. I don't know. But big things appear to be happening. Let me move on to Hunter Biden. That's always an easy topic to talk about. Hunter Biden has an email out there that shows $400,000 in unreported income from Burisma, and suddenly Hunter's representatives state that he needs to amend his tax returns. President-elect's son has confirmed he's under federal investigation for his tax affairs. And former Assistant FBI Director Chris Swecker says the investigation is heating up. He did not report $400,000 in income he collected from his position on the board of Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma Holdings when he joined in 2014. And now his own attorney, Hunter Biden's own attorney, says his tax returns need to be amended. The memo is dated January 16, 2017. One of multiple new emails obtained by Fox News, and they detailed President-elect Joe Biden's son's income for the years 2013 to 2015. And he just managed to forget $400,000 of his income. That year, if you add that $400 in, by the way, he earned in the neighborhood of $1.2 million. But he only reported $833,000. So that's a big problem. Why is this coming out now? I'll tell you why it's coming out now. All of a sudden, the media is happy to report about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and Communist China and tax issues and compromised Vice President of the United States being cut in on deals, because they used Joe Biden to win the election, and now they want Kamala Harris as president, which was their plan all along, to get rid of Joe right away, and they're about to throw him under the bus.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter that Attorney General Bill Barr is stepping down from his post. Barr meeting with the president on Monday and submitting his letter of resignation. Barr's last day will be the 23rd of December. the president saying Deputy AG Jeff Rosen will become acting Attorney General. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is cheering the news that a coronavirus vaccine is being administered across the United States on Monday.
All along the way, it's been the heroic, resilient American people fighting and winning this battle, with the government providing smart, targeted, and essential support to sustain them.
Speaking on the Senate floor Monday, the Kentucky Republican noting that Congress has not held up on its end of the bargain to deliver another coronavirus stimulus bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right,
you can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. The Warrior's with you, your favorite Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, small business warrior, capitalist evangelist, here in the house that Root built. I want to mention we've got a guest coming up, and we'll tackle that in just a second. And then in the last segment of the show, I'm going to talk about COVID. I've done enough talk about the election and Trump and the theft of the election and the electors, but I've got a lot of COVID information for you that I think you'll find fascinating. But in the meantime, the sponsor of this segment is Cornerstone Asset Metals. Listen, if you believe, as I believe, that we're headed for the toughest times in the history of the United States of America, either Biden really is the winner, officially, in which case we are screwed, and the economy is screwed, and they're liable to lock us down for months. Months! Don't forget that earlier today, Fauci was in the media saying he's in favor of a 9 to 12 month lockdown. Folks, this is the scariest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But no matter what happens, you're always going to have your gold and your silver. I'm telling you, you need to own gold and silver. You need to own precious metals. It is an insurance policy. And Cornerstone Asset Metals is the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allen Root Show. And with money being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID, and that's without anyone thinking about, oh my God, what if someone wants to lock down for 3 months, 9 months, 12 months? Oh my God. Fauci actually said today a 9 to 12 month lockdown? Everyone should just stay home for 12 months. No money. Don't worry about it. Don't pay your rent. Let the landlords all go broke. Every building go broke. You got to protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Do you know what gold would do if this happened? Gold right now is almost 2,000. If gold, if you had a national lockdown for 9 or 12 months, gold would go to 10,000. I mean, you have got to call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals just so you got a little bit of insurance, security, protection for your retirement, your children's future, and your standard of living. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW, 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Tell them you want your free gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. My guest is here, Scott Greytock. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Scott Greytock, Advocacy Director for the nonprofit Transparency International, to talk about the National Defense Authorization Act. Most people never heard of something like this, and of course, this is the guy that fills you in about things that are so important that the average person just doesn't get a chance to hear about. Hey, Scott, it's Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Good to be with you, Wayne. Doing well.
Did I get that last name right? Greytock?
Greytock. You got it.
All right, Scott Greytock with Transparency International. So tell us all about the National Defense Authorization Act and why we should be interested in it. The average person doesn't know anything about it. Why is it important to the average Joe or Jane?
Yeah, so it turns out that there's one thing that some of the worst people in the world, and I'm talking about terrorists, drug cartels, human traffickers, opioid peddlers, fraudsters, all have in common, and that's that they all like to use fake front companies that hide their ownership as what we call anonymous shell companies to do their dirty work. So last Friday, the U.S. Senate passed the National Defense Authorization Act. It's basically the annual defense bill. It was supported by one of the broadest political coalitions, I think, in modern history, is a measure that would essentially outlaw anonymous shell companies. It basically makes it illegal for someone who wants to register a company in the U.S. to not disclose who's actually behind, who owns, or who controls that company.
So you're closing a loophole, and the reason that people hide it is because it's being exploited, what, by Chinese Communist Party of China and Iran and Mexican drug cartels and terrorists and people like that, I assume, is who you're assuming are hiding behind these anonymous companies.
Absolutely. I mean, law enforcement would tell you that this is the modern-day ski mask for criminals. It's sort of strange that we ever allowed these things to start, but to give you a sense of this, if you want to start a company in the United States, it's actually easier and you actually provide less information to start a company than you would to get a library card. So you go to a library, you have to get, you know, your name, your address, maybe your date of birth. If you want to open a company, you don't have to disclose any of that information. You could make a company tomorrow that's called America is Awesome LLC, and that's the end of it. And as you suggested, a host of bad characters, whether it is the China Communist Party, whether it is bad actors in Venezuela, kleptocrats in Russia, terrorists, human traffickers, all use this mechanism to facilitate crime in the United States. And Congress just did a big thing by ending them and making folks disclose who owns these companies.
So give us an example of how terrorists, and we're talking to Scott Kratak of Transparency International, of how terrorists have been able to get away with circumventing the laws. What are some examples of like what a Hezbollah has done based on this law?
Yeah, so Hezbollah actually took money that it raised, and of all the places in the world that it thought would be a good place to park it and invest it in order to make a high return, it took it to the United States. So Hezbollah bought high-end real estate in Miami a few years back. They made money off of that investment, and then they used that money to sell weapons and, you know, to fuel insurgencies in different parts of the world. And because of a loophole in our anti-money laundering laws, nobody knew about it. Let me give you an even scarier example of how this works. At one point in the war in Afghanistan, the Defense Department needed to find a local company that knew the country to ship military supplies to our troops across the country. So the companies that bid on and ultimately won these contracts that were responsible for bringing supplies to our own troops were actually controlled by the Taliban. So U.S. taxpayer money was being given out to pay for the weapons that our enemies were using against our own troops. That's how big of a loophole this was.
All right, so the Senate is considering this bill. It's called the National Defense Authorization Act. And you said it had this outpouring of bipartisan support. Where, in the House is where they already voted on it? Is that right?
So I'm a younger guy, Wayne, but I'm willing to bet that this is probably the broadest political coalition maybe you and I have ever heard of. And call me on it if I'm wrong. So the Senate just passed this bill. It's headed to President Trump's desk to be signed into law. But it is supported by groups as broad as Dow Chemical and Exxon and Friends of the Earth and Greenpeace. It's got the AFL-CIO and the Fraternal Order of Police behind it. The bill itself was negotiated by Tom Cotton, Doug Jones, Mark Warner, Mike Rounds, an incredibly bipartisan group of folks. It's supported by law enforcement, national security, banks, big parts of the business community, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, faith groups, and anti-corruption groups like mine, Transparency International.
So who was against it, by the way? Well, what was the criticism of it?
Yeah, there was opposition from some groups purporting to represent small businesses who tried to make the claim that this is a burden on small businesses. The United Kingdom has a law just like this, and they found out that it costs the average business something like $2 a year to comply with it. So that was a bunch of bluster. They represent something like less than 1% of the actual business community. And again, the U.S. Chamber went from being opposed to this bill initially to end up being supportive of it. The other folks that, you know, the American Civil Liberties Union was against it, citing privacy concerns. I think that was a mistake and certainly not the first time that they've been on the wrong side of transparency laws.
All right, so I'm a small businessman. Tell me, what is this quote-unquote burden? You know, you're saying it's not a big burden, and some groups, small business groups, were saying it was a burden. What is the burden? In other words, from now on, every time I open an LLC or Subchapter S or something like that, instead of being completely anonymous and filling out three lines, now what do I have to do?
Yeah, exactly. So you have to provide four pieces of readily known information, your name, address, your date of birth, and basically a driver's license or a passport number. You send that to the Treasury Department, where it's stored in a secure, confidential, totally private database that law enforcement can get access to only by trained members of law enforcement, dual authentication, all sort of auditing and safety checks on who can access this. And if they run into a company that has committed a crime or been involved in a crime, they can turn to this database and be able to see who's actually behind it. That's it.
All right. So what is the prognosis of President Trump signing this bill now that it's on his desk? Anybody know what the odds are on this? Does he have problems with it? I have heard rumblings that the issue with this bill is not the bill. What you want to do sounds just fine, but it's filled with pet projects and lots of pork that has absolutely nothing to do with our national defense. So that would have nothing to do with you. You're on the right side with the right bill, I'm thinking here. But they attached all kinds of pork to it, and maybe President Trump sees that and he might have a problem with that. You tell me. Any word?
Yeah, I mean, the Trump administration has been supportive of this, right? So we know the Trump administration favors this provision. But as he said, it's one piece in a 4,000-page bill that hands out $780 billion one way or the other. And so the president has said a few times that he's threatened to veto the bill because of other pieces of it, or frankly, things that are not in it. It has nothing to do with this piece. You know, the president could sign it tomorrow, or he could decide to just kind of sit on it. It was a veto-proof majority, so if he does veto it, it goes back to Congress. They could override his veto if they want. But it's a you know, maybe the most important bill we pass all year, right, the defense bill. So we're hoping that he gets to signing it and that we can get this measure on the books.
All right, I'm on your team. I just wish we had a line item veto. See, I wish the president could say, I want the bill, but I cross out these 12 bits of pork that senators have attached to the bill or congressmen have attached to the bill. I wish that was the way we could solve this problem. But, Scott Kratak, good explanation for the National Defense Authorization Act sitting on the president's desk. He is the director, advocacy director for the Transparency International Organization. Thank you, Scott. Have a great day. Happy holidays.
I appreciate it, Wayne. Happy holidays to you.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke? Number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy three bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this segment of the show is sponsored by my podcast, which you can find every Friday in all the great places you look for podcasts. It's called War Raw. And like my radio show, it's raw. I tell it like it is, with an occasional curse thrown in, an occasional outrageous statement thrown in that I can't say on radio. But I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. For anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts, you're going to stand up and cheer. So every week we've got a new War Raw available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw, and then I also want to make sure you check out my website, rootforamerica.com. It's getting very interesting. I hired one of the biggest companies in America to take over my website. They're doing all kinds of construction behind the scenes. It'll all be done by the 1st of January, but a lot of things have changed, and we're undergoing more changes as we speak right now. Root4America.com, and you can get all my merchandise there, mugs and T-shirts and backpacks and laptop sleeves and bags and pillowcases and even baby clothes, baby T-shirts. War merchandise available at Root4America.com. All my commentaries, all my videos, they're all at Root4America.com and upcoming news about Wayne Root. When I'm giving a speech or something, you'll find it there. You can join my mailing list and get all my commentaries, et cetera, et cetera. I promised you I'd tell you about COVID. COVID is a terrible thing. I was about to say COVID's a joke, but of course liberals take that one sentence, take it out of context, and make me into a horrible person. COVID's not a joke. If someone gets it and they die, that's the saddest thing in the world. And there are plenty of people that have died from it. It's not 280,000. John Hopkins and several others have proven it's not 280,000. That number is grossly exaggerated because the truth is, studies are out, multiple studies that prove there are no more people dead this year than last year or the year before that. That's impossible, right? How could there be an extra 280,000 people dead from COVID, but the statistics show there's no more people dead this year than last year? Because they're using cancer as COVID, heart disease as COVID, strokes as COVID, shootings as COVID, car accidents as COVID, because they get a $38,000 bonus. by reporting it as COVID. It's nonsense. There aren't 280,000 deaths of COVID. But there are people who have died of COVID, and they're generally very old and generally in a nursing home. I saw some stat the other day. I can't remember now. This is one I don't have in front of me. I have so many in front of me. But some state was about to go to the next level of restrictions for COVID. I can't remember which state. But they mentioned that like 59 people had died the day before. It was the Sunday newspaper, and 59 people had died on Saturday in that state. And then they said, like, four paragraphs down, which nobody ever reads. They only read the headline, or the headline in the first paragraph. Like, four or five paragraphs down towards the bottom, it said, of those 59 people, 39 died in nursing homes. Well, 39 out of 59 died in nursing homes. Don't you think that's an important bit of filler material to announce to everybody? Almost everyone who's dying is in a nursing home. I'm not for death in a nursing home. Those are poor, innocent old people. They don't deserve to die at the end of their lives in that miserable way, right? No one deserves to die A and B. No one deserves to die in a miserable way. And all death is miserable, right? Pretty much. The only lucky people are the ones who, like, roll over in their sleep and just die of a heart attack in their sleep and never know what happened. That's the best way to go. Other than that, pretty much everything's miserable. Cancer's miserable. A painful heart attack feels like a train is on your chest before you die. That's terrible. A stroke is awful. AIDS is awful. I mean, is there a nice way to die? Just dying in your sleep. That's the only way to go. That's quote-unquote nice or peaceful. But COVID is a bad way to go, so it's horrible. And if you die alone and there's nobody around you, so, you know, don't ever try and tell me Wayne Root has no heart and doesn't care about the people dying. Lie. My God, any point in your life that you have to be alone, that is the saddest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, that people are dying alone. And the people that love them can't come in the room. So it's awful, but still, if 59 people in a whole state die, and 39 of them are in a nursing home, that leaves you with basically 20 people in the whole state that died outside of the nursing home. And I'd like to know the average age of those 20. My guess is the average age is like 80 or 90. They just aren't in a nursing home, but they're still extremely old. So do you stop an economy for that? Of course not. But let me tell you some other interesting things about COVID. California is saying everyone's got to be locked down in one of the strictest lockdowns ever. You're not allowed to leave your house. They'll give you tickets if you're driving on the highway and you're not going to an essential place, like Las Vegas. They'll ticket you. But California tribal casinos are exempt from the stay-at-home order. Now, that is the biggest joke I've ever heard in my entire life. You're allowed to go to an Indian casino. Because there's no virus in an Indian casino. Of course not. How about in Boston? In Boston, they're tightening the COVID restrictions. And something caught my eye. I got to find it. Here it is. So you could still sit indoors in a restaurant in Boston, but no one could sit at the bar. And the people who come eat have only 90 minutes maximum in the restaurant. Can you explain to me what this has to do with COVID? You know, in Nevada, you have to have a reservation. You know, I feel like calling a restaurant saying, can I have a table for two, please, in the name of COVID? What? COVID's making a reservation. What has reservation got to do with COVID? And in Boston, you can only stay 90 minutes in a restaurant because at 91 minutes, COVID comes to kill you. Did you know that? Ludicrous.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.